Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you this morning from our workroom here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I'm coming to you from our workroom because, one, we are a week away from Christmas. This morning, a week from today, we'll be waking up and it'll be Christmas morning. How exciting is that? And I'm coming to you from the workroom because I've put a few bags of gifts that were collected here at the church to be given away to those people in need this holiday season. This is a fraction, a very small percentage of the gifts and gift cards that were given by the generous people here to help make Christmas even more special and meaningful for the folks whose names and have been provided for us. So I want to thank everybody who participated in this ministry, and especially thank the women of Welka, our women's group here, who have organized this and will be delivering these gifts in plenty of time for Christmas. And it got me thinking about gifts as it's a week away from Christmas morning and thinking about the best gift that I've received on Christmas. So the one that comes to mind for me is receiving a bike when I was a kid. And I remember coming into our living room and going to my where my stocking was on a pile of gifts that I'd gotten from Santa, so I knew it was mine. And I remember walking by this bike that had been assembled but was there and assuming it wasn't for me. But that year, the big gift was for me. Even though I didn't think it would be, I didn't assume it was for me, it was. And that was pretty exciting that year to know that the big gift was mine. I didn't deserve it necessarily, but in some respects, I suppose I needed a new bike. But it was hard for me to believe that it would be mine. It wouldn't be one of my brother's. And I think that's the posture, ideally, we would approach Christmas with. That the best gift each of us will receive is the good news of Jesus' birth. Not because we deserve it, but because we don't deserve it. And, you know, we could do nothing on our own to ever pay God back for the splendor of that gift. Given as love, pure love to each and every one of us. I know there's all the sayings that Jesus is the reason for the season and the greatest gift we receive is Jesus. In fact, it's true. There's all these other distractions around us, but on this Christmas, as you prepare a week from today to wake up and to do all the things you'll do with your family and maybe eat a special breakfast. I'm hoping it includes cinnamon rolls. Those sound really good. Remember, we will gather and worship on that day to celebrate and give thanks for the birth of the Christ child. Remember that all that we have and all that we are, in fact, a gift from God, and God loves us. God loves you so much that God sent God's one and only Son to be born, to dwell among us, to reveal God's love for you. So as you prepare for Christmas, prepare yet again to receive the gift that nobody else could give and that none of us deserves, but all of us richly needs. It's been good spending a part of today with you. If your schedule allows, next Wednesday on Christmas, we will have a video out, but it'll be the first day of Christmas, and we'll be doing 12 days of Christmas, a video each day during those 12 days of Christmas. So I hope you find time in your season of Christmas observance to spend a little time with us each day. Take care.